How many of y'all guys have seen the program? It's been on Baystar. I seen it last month, but it's going to be on the whole month of August on Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. And it's called Before the Wrath.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. I just watched it last night, and I thought what they said about
Before the Wrath.
Before the Wrath. But let me tell you how God is.
Before the Wrath.
Just told me. I heard something, and I said, oh, I'm going to remember that. That's so important.
I read
the scripture today and didn't leave it.
Before the Wrath.
Lord, so I'm going to watch this tonight and write that down. And God's told me many times you need to write stuff down.
Wrath. Oh, okay.
Before the Wrath. It's really about the wedding. It's wonderful.
It's about the what?
The wedding in Galileans. It's different than a lot of the Middle East and stuff. It's got applies to Jesus. You can see it tonight. You'll enjoy it.
Does it come on tonight or just on
Saturday? Saturday. You said Saturday. Yeah, that's right. You said Saturday.
But I want us to get wedding conscious. And today we're going to look real quick at 24th chapter of Genesis. We're 22nd, 23rd. And we're on the 24th. I'm sure pass that around. I dug that out. That picture's almost 43 years old. But I want to get everybody.
And you keep counting, too.
Wedding conscious. Wedding conscious. Because this Galilean wedding is, when you see this, so much is going to come to just, you're going to say, wow.
It's David and Bonnie.
See this baby. But, and that's what the Bible leads up to, a wedding. It's leading into that, and when we forget that, don't understand it, we just kind of get lost in it. But anyway, I probably won't have time to read much of
24th chapter,
out of Jesus. Of 24th chapter, but we all know the story of Rebecca. And Abraham sends his unnamed servant to look for a bride. And this unnamed servant, we see shadows of type as the Holy Spirit going forth, looking for that bride, that beautiful bride. And he takes 10 camels and loads them with the master's goods. And just all these numbers represent something. 10, I've seen where it represented like there's the law, but it represents, 10 also represents testimony. And the Holy Spirit is going forth giving a testimony unto Jesus, unto Isaac, telling this Rebecca all about Isaac and how he wants to, be a bride now. But anyway, Rebecca, I looked up the name Rebecca to see what Rebecca stood for. We know Isaac means laughter, but Rebecca means a loop or a rope or to tie or secure. And you think, well, what's that mean? How many of us have in the past heard the old term where they tied the knot? Could this go back to
the
story of Rebecca? And it means to tie or secure. And how many women, it's kind of in a woman to want to get married to bring security in their life.
That's what men's purpose is, what their purpose is.
And that helps bring security in a woman. But anyway, I thought, you could make a wedding or a marriage seminar out of this story here, but laughter, I was thinking about Isaac and his laughter, and Brother Thurston, he laughs all the time, and Corky, I was thinking about how much laughter brings security to a woman. Bible says, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
And I've noticed Brother Corky a lot of times, I'd be early here in the morning and sit and talk to him, and his favorite subject is talk about, And you know how men are kind of pick at their wives and do those things and laugh, but laughter builds a strong marriage. But we'll go on, and we've seen this, but what we want to come to conclusion is Rebecca, about how the Holy Spirit went and offered the gifts to her, and come time to go, you know, the next morning, you know, her mother and her brother wanted her to stay some extra days, and the unnamed servant asked, you know, and she says, "I'm ready to go now." So she is up on her camel, and I got to thinking about those camels, even camels in the story, you know, how she watered them. A camel represents something that's full of water, you know, that's what they're noted for, yes. Carrying a vast amount. And it says, as she followed this unnamed servant, they was riding on camels, but when she come and seen Isaac in this field, it said she lit off her camel. And I was, you know, use that word lit, how she just lit off that camel. And you know how we studied the menorah and the lights. And,
yep.
and as you study Jesus and how the Holy Spirit would teach us and lead us, and you're riding on that word, and following the Holy Spirit and looking towards your groom, the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to be lit up. I'm going to tell you. But she come and she lit off that camel, and the Bible says they fell in love, or in the last verse, if you read in that version of it, says, and Isaac loved her. But anyway, let's look at the last verse of that. And, verse 67, it says, and Isaac brought her into his Sarah's tent, mother Sarah's tent, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. You know, I got to thinking about this, and you know how we said Sarah was a type of one that had already died. And here we have Rebecca as being alive and she comforted. But it brings to my memory 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Starting in verse 13, he says, I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, the sailors, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which also sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall you ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And that word comfort, it just made me think of Isaac, how he was comforted with Rebecca there.
Wow. And,
but anyway, one thing I want to... Yes, ma'am.
God's been showing me lately, we need to grow in deeper and deeper understanding as the Holy Spirit is the comforter. We say it and we know it and we use it, but he is so much more.
Don't have a revelation.
We don't. We need a deeper. Yeah. We have some revelation, but we need a deeper revelation of the God is the comforter.
Amen. God of all comfort.
Yeah, and all of us are used by him also in the Holy Spirit to be comforter. You realize that. Divine blessing of going on, don't you?
Yeah.
Have people
are important. I'm glad you said something about that. I want to share something with you. But one last thing I want to share out of this story is Abraham sent this unnamed servant to Mesopotamia to get the bride, to get Rebecca, Mesopotamia. And you say, well, where is Mesopotamia? Well, if you was to take Alabama and Georgia, put them side by side, you picture that, can't you? And the state of Tennessee on top of it. If you take Iran, Iraq, and the bottom portion of Turkey, kind of sets like Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and you draw a circle through the middle, or like, say, from Atlanta over to Birmingham, being Iraq, Iran, and hit maybe parts of Chattanooga, that would be Mesopotamia. Okay. Those that alive and remain. Why, I got thinking, why is it, you know, over the years we've heard of revival, you know, just different parts of the world, Toronto, Mexico, China, you know, we've heard it worldwide. But here in these last days, where is the greatest revival going on? And that's in Mesopotamia. Those Iranians, they're seeing visions of the Lord.
Yeah.
They're getting saved left and right.
Oh, yeah, about a million.
And I'm thinking the Lord's kind of repeating himself. You know, we've seen how the Lord repeats himself and does things over. But we see that revival. And I think, you know, you think, well, why would revival happen in a place to the greatest enemies of Israel?
I think, you know, but I'm not sure, but it seems like my history just came in. But we see how, I mean, the Lord, it's just like he's repeating himself, and in his last days he's going there just like he, those that alive, Rebecca Bennett shot on top of the ones that's alive. And
he's saving those people there out of that area.
Praise God.
But anyway, back to the Comforter, and you made mention of the Holy Spirit. A few days after she passed, when she passed there, she was at home, and she passed at 9:36. And I thought, well, you know, hospices don't come out, they're going to ask me, you know. So I went over there and I wrote it on the calendar, 9:36. And anyway, a few days after she passed, the Holy Spirit told me, go read Luke 9:36. And, you know, I was walking through the house, and about that time, her phone beeped. And anyway, I come over, and she used to get these prayer things that said, on this thing I looked at, it says, let the word of the Lord minister to you.
Praise God.
So anyway, I walked by the counter and seen this 9:36.
Whoa.
And the Lord told me to read Luke 9:36. You know, Luke was a physician, and Bonnie, she kind of suffered a lot of it from them physicians there going by all that. But anyway, you know, Luke 9:36. And I sat down and had Creflo Dollar, he'd come on. And Creflo, the words out of his mouth was, let the word of the Lord minister to you.
Praise
God.
There
were two confirmations. Off the cell phone or off the TV. And turn to Luke 36.
Cell phone, TV.
And I'll turn to Luke 9:36. And it was a story of the Mount of Transfiguration. And it was asked, and, you know, the boys asked, that we need to build something here.
Tabernacle.
Moses and all. Yeah. And the Lord said, no. And in that, he said, this is my beloved son and whom I'm well pleased. But the 36th one, it says, and there was Jesus all along. And I thought, you know, at 9:36, she saw Jesus. There he was. And, you know, that may not minister, but that ministered to me, and that brought comfort.
Amen.
Holy Spirit brought
That my baby's in heaven.
Amen.
But anyway,
We don't.
Excellent stuff, bro.
Yeah.
And I just read it this morning. I've been reading Luke, and I've read 9:36 and all that too, so.
But it's amazing how the Lord, the Holy Spirit, can comfort hard times.
Can't wait, man.
He knows how to comfort.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he knows your individual personality.
He knows everything.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
Everything. That's the reason why you have to go to him.
That's what the Word of God say.
That's why you have to go to him, ask the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen.
Need no man to teach you but that same Spirit. He's the one that teaches us.
Amen.
He's teaching us through men. You know, if you use a man.
Amen.
And see, some people don't yield to the Holy Spirit to teach.
Come on.
Some people don't acknowledge the Holy Spirit as the teacher.
They go with their own intellect.
But when you do, when you know it's the Holy Spirit, it's Him teaching. When you teach that word, it's Him teaching.
Yeah. That's why it's so
now,
easy.
If you teach anything that's different, that's you teaching. But the Word of God was written for us to teach it the way He. I mean, some of the things in that you may not even agree with. I mean, you don't want to agree with. You don't want. But that's the Holy Spirit teaching.
Yeah.
That's the mind. You want to know what the mind of Christ is? That's the mind of Christ.
Amen.
That's it.
Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Well, we're going to do one of the greatest things the Lord commanded us to do.
Amen.
Is to remember Him this morning.
Yes, amen.
And to be a horse.
Amen.
And that wedding thing we was talking about before the wrath, mm-hmm. it kind of went all over the community.
Yes, it did.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
it
did.
And one day soon, and I believe very soon, we'll forever be with the Lord.
Amen.
And let's just partake of the bread.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we thank you for your broken body. And it's broken for us. You give the ultimate price, Lord Jesus. No greater love than this. Than what you did. No greater love. You are great, O Lord. And directed the deep praise. And the blood that says it all.
Amen.
That speaks it all.
Amen.
And makes us righteous. That's the blood. Makes us righteous.
Amen.
When we stand in heaven, there in the fifth book of Revelation, it's all the more
than amen, brother.
Yes,
Lord.
It's
horrible.
Come on.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for your life. Hallelujah.
It's really a celebration, man, that you could have because your wife is up there. Boy, just imagine that. Being with her.
Having a good time.
That's
a celebration,
and
there's no
man.
Time in heaven, so she don't miss nobody.
Yeah. And you'll get to see her, man.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't that something?
The Lord will.
Amen, bro. Ain't that something? Ooh. That's the reason why my mother, when she passed, it didn't affect me too much because she got saved 1 year before that.
Praise God.
I knew where she went. And all the suffering she had gone through is over.
Let's just give David a hand because that was just...
Yeah.
I just enjoyed, you know, the new wine that Jesus made at the wedding.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is a new wine. It wasn't up. And they said it was better than the first.
I never thought of it that way. That's good about the Holy Spirit and the new wine.
Yeah.
Putting it in a new wine vessel too.
Huh?
Putting it in a new wine vessel too.
Yes, he did.
Because the same Spirit that raised him is quickening our physical body right now, so we're a new vessel.
Yeah.
A new race of people.
Yes, amen.
There's no longer any distinction between Greek and Hebrew.
Woo, black, glory.
White, Hispanic,
male, female,
Oriental. None of it. One race.
Amen.
One race.
Glory. That's
we're
good
one man.
One man.
Yeah, we're part of
one
it.
One man.
We don't have no more issues with any of
one
that.
One man.
That's good.
He's happened to make one man.
We're part of it.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Been really meditating.
What a beautiful body.
It's coming out of you. You can tell it.
If they could see just the body, if people could stop and just see that body.
Yes, ma'am.
One new man.
Yes, ma'am.
It would solve a lot of issues.
It solves everything just about.
Yes,
I mean, the only thing he wouldn't solve is him coming back. And we're wanting you, Lord.
And you know, Butler's
but the final countdown's happening.
His own flesh. We're all one flesh, one
Amen.
Body, so
Amen.
We can't hate anybody,
That's right.
can we?
That's right.
That's my opinion.
Yeah. Like little Jim yeah. always talks about you, you know, Jesus' love and don't hate nobody.
That's right.
And see what we forget, that love is a fruit.
Yeah, it's a fruit.
Most people don't recognize that as a fruit.
Right. Right.
Love is the first fruit. It love
fruit.
Is a fruit.
Right.
Yes.
The major
Amen.
Fruit. Without it, none of the rest of it follows.
None right. of the rest of it follows without that one fruit.
You can't even have faith without the love.
Oh,
amen. That's true. That's true.
The fruit of the Spirit is love.
Love, that's the first thing.
When God
gives, He always gives His best. Just like when Jesus turned the water to wine, He made the best.
Amen.
The best.
Because it was new wine. It was at a marriage. And really, he was really introducing him to the marriage
mm-hmm.
of the bride.
When he gave us a comfort, he gave the best.
Amen.
And the best.
Kevin Copeland made a statement. Said,
they said you have saved the last. You have saved the last. The last is best.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the last.
You know,
the Gentiles, the last, and we are the best.
That's right. Kenneth Copeland had to, he was supposed to pray for a lot of sick people. You know, of himself, he knew he didn't want to do it. He left and his feet stuck to the sidewalk. And he said, Lord, what is it? He said, I could have filled you with an angel. And he said, an angel? He said, but I gave you my spirit to go in there and heal those people. I left a lot of stuff out that he... But he got his mind right. He went back in there and got
like,
people healed.
Did the work.
Yeah. Because it's extremely tiring.
Yeah.
You know, when you pray for a lot of people. I mean, it really is. It takes it out of you.
And that was when he first got started. So
right.
That was...
Now he wouldn't do it. He would automatically do the...
You know, God worked with us. Trained. You know?
Amen.
But when he gave the best. He gave us the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He filled us with himself.
It's the best, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And when...
Yeah. That's some good stuff right there.
When he gave us the fruits, he gave us the best.
Mm.
Everything that God gave us helps us to operate like Mary always taught, from the heavenly realm.
Amen.
And everything the devil does is to try to get us out of the heavenly realm.
Into the earthly.
Mm-hmm. That's the way, that's where he operates, out of the heavenly realm.
Right.
Amen.
As long as you're in the heavenly realm, he can't touch you.
It's
so he do natural things to bring you out. Where he is, so he can.
He's trying to get you in his territory.
Come on now.
And the secret is live in God's territory.
Amen.
All the time. All the time.
All the time.
You don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to consider how you look to us. When people have a problem with preeminence, the enemy can always get them back in his territory.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave an analogy how enemy, as we grow. Let's look at our 2 Corinthians 3.
Come on, Apostle.
I was going to go to Colossians first. But we looking at, we learning. We're coming out of darkness into the light.
Yes, we
get there through Christ, but we got to learn.
What book?
2 Corinthians 3 and 16.
2 Corinthians 3 and 16.
Let's see. Let me find it in my phone because I got a few scriptures highlighted in it.
I love that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bah, bah, bah.
Yeah.
So when we're looking at, we're learning of Him, learning how He works,
hey.
Learning things about Him.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to skip all the way down to verse 18 first. Quit verse 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as on a glass, the glory of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
Are changed into the same image,
Ooh.
From glory to glory.
Praise God.
Even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
Right.
Yeah.
So anything you got a problem with, just keep looking at Him.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps that
you know, I tell Alicia all the time, I said, fill your heart with the word. Don't try to understand every little thing. Amen. Just receive His truth and believe it. Mm-hmm. Receive it. The Holy Spirit will help you heal it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
And it'll be revelation. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people fail because they don't let the word become revelation.
Mm-hmm. Preach that now.
Now, I've been going to church all my life. And I enjoy it all the time. Even when I was a sinner, I enjoyed going to church. But when, just like the glory of salvation, when I saw how people would fail, I didn't want to fail. I wanted to know that I would obey God continually. So the enemy tricked me while I didn't know the word. And he tempted me, and I wanted to try things. All of this happened, and I put off salvation. Wish I didn't, but that's what happened. But nevertheless, I wanted to know I would obey Him and be serious about it, because mm-hmm. it was too important. And the Lord worked with me. But entering into the glory of salvation, I had to break through to get there. I had to break through the challenges of my mind and the challenges of the enemy and my perceptions.
Yeah.
The same thing happens. I've heard people say that they tithe and it works. They can't wait to tithe. They have the revelation of it. Mm-hmm. While some people, they do it without the revelation. And it's
no breakthrough ever happens then.
They don't get the same breakthrough.
Yeah.
They get a breakthrough, not the same. Mm-hmm. And some people used to tithe and quit. And anything without the revelation, you know, if you don't have the revelation of it, you may not be as committed, and you won't get the full benefit. It's just like the Holy Spirit. People entered into that glory, but they didn't do everything. They didn't allow the Holy Spirit to guide them in every part of their life, and they were missing out on glories they never entered into, even though they speak in tongues, they pray in the Holy Spirit, they love everybody, they have the power.
Just don't renew their mind. Sometimes you ain't got that renewed mind.
Yes.
I don't care how much you come to church and do this and do that.
You're just going to a social club.
Yeah, and I've seen people, they didn't have the Holy Spirit, and they stay committed.
Well, let me ask you a question, okay? I know somebody, no names is being mentioned whatsoever, okay? So don't try to even guess.
Okay.
They watch preaching from the time they wake up to the time they go to bed, 7 days a week. Okay? This is the truth. Read the word a lot, okay? Yet their attitude stays the same. It doesn't take nothing to trigger them to set them off. They get mad at a heartbeat and really just let you have it and stuff. So, and they've been doing this for years now. This ain't something that just recently started. So what's going on right there?
You have to allow the word. You have to receive it as truth. Mm-hmm. It's not just hearing it. You have to receive it. Hearing is the first part, but you got to receive it and let it make a change in you. The Lord is
good.
A gentleman. He won't make you do it.
That's good.
I gave an analogy that you can't learn from the Lord if you listen with Satan's ears. Mm. And now on the broadcast.
Oh, that is good right there.
I went down the first
part.
That'd
make a good t-shirt.
I went down the first part of Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through, 15. All right, I'll turn to it.
Deuteronomy 28?
Yeah. Now, I try to make that one brief because I was going to go somewhere. But this was, when the Lord gave me that assignment, I enjoyed doing it. It made so much sense. And now, this is what I did. All right. The husband had a heart to know God. All right. But the wife, she had pride. All right. And I did it that way because people will have more sympathy for the woman. Now they're hearing what Moses said. All right. And it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. All right, they both heard that statement. And they both said, amen. Now, the one that soft-hearted, he heard the whole thing and agreed with it. She agreed with the last part. So they both said amen. And remember the rule of Apostle Paul to Titus, to the pure, everybody's pure. To those that are unbelieving and defiled and unbelieving, nothing's pure. Everybody from the jump believes that everybody else is like they are. So in her mind, she's saying amen to what I'm saying amen to. The husband's saying amen to what she's saying amen to. And in his mind, she's saying amen to what I'm saying. And so this goes on and on. And when you go on down, everybody else is doing it. But that doesn't mean that everybody's in full agreement.
Amen.
And the next verse, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. And everybody say amen. All right? He's looking at all of it. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. She's looking at the first part. But she's not in agreement with the second part, the foundation of it. Now, the way to fear the Lord works, everybody else is doing it, this is a commandment. Well, I'll go along with it. But in our heart, it's not the same. It's not like him. So over time, people have selective hearing. They hear the part that they like, and they amen it. And the part that they don't want, they shun. And they believe everybody else is like they are on both sides. Because to the pure, everybody's pure. But to those that are defiled, unbelievable.